workplace checkpoints, positions of aisles and storage places clearly marked? Are they clearly marked? What? Position of aisles and storage places. Tools classified and stored by frequency of use. For example, I need a tool once a hour, once in 2 hours, once in a shift, once in a day, twice in a day, once in a week. So I should store the parts as per the frequency of use. What is the use in keeping the parts in workplace which are needed only once in 6 months? Or what is the use in keeping the parts which are needed once in a week there near the workplace? So, as per the frequency of use, they should be properly kept so that if it is needed every hour, people will immediately take it from that place. So, the locker should be also identified as per the frequency of use of that part. Pallets stacked correctly, safety equipment easily accessible. For example, fire extinguishers. I have seen in a company where fire extinguishers were there, but they were not accessible. Lot of material was there in the way. So, if there is a fire, people were not able to reach the fire extinguisher. So, what is the use? So, are the safety equipments easily accessible is also a part of Cyton. And floors in good condition? Are there potholes on the floor? Are there damages on the floor? Is floor properly cleaned? Example, look at this workplace. See the difference. Total mess and look, everything is properly kept. First, sort. All unneeded tools, parts and supplies are removed from the area. Look here and set in order. A place for everything and everything in its place. And this is the result of Cyton. Third thing is SISO. What is that? Clean or shine. Speak and span. Very, very clean workplace. Yes, we always were knowing housekeeping is that. This is one of the 5S, SISO. The third step in 5S says that everyone is a janitor. What is janitor? Caretaker. As I was talking about total productive maintenance. Every worker is a caretaker. Every person is a caretaker. Even a sweeper is a caretaker. Even a watchman is a caretaker. Everyone is a janitor. SISO consists of cleaning of the workplace and giving it a shine. We have removed all the unnecessary items. We have kept them in proper place, properly identified, and now we sweep the floor and whole thing we make it like a mirror. The whole workplace looks like a mirror, totally transparent. That is what we achieve in the third S, and that is SISO. And not only once. That means we were humorously talking that only when guests come, we clean our house. No, that is not the idea. This cleaning must be a daily job. Everyday job. It must be in our blood to clean our workplace, clean our machine every day. We should not feel bad that I have to clean the machine. So it is a low grade job. I am a high skill worker. No. High skill worker also has to clean his workplace, clean his machine every day. 5S is not only one time affair. 5S is a culture which happens every day with a discipline. So what we achieve in first S, what we achieve in second S, and what we achieve in third S has to be a lifestyle. Every day's lifestyle. Then only that has a meaning. Cleaning must be done by everyone in the organization from operators to managers also. I have seen the workplaces of managers are full of papers, full of files. He also is not able to trace his pen. He is not able to trace one paper which was given to him by his boss. A total mess. So there also 5S is required everywhere in the organization. Even in purchase, even in marketing, every in store, everywhere it is required. Not only in work. Manufacturing. Cleaning must be done by everyone, not only sweeper, by also a manager. Cleaning must be done. First S, second S and third S. Everyone must do continuously. That is the idea. It would be a good idea to have every area of the workplace assigned to a person or group of persons for cleaning. Make a team. Assign them the workplace and look at the workplace in the angle of first S, second S and third S and then monitor it continuously. Assign that workplace to a team or a person. No area should be left uncleaned. Not even a corner of the company. Not even one office. Not even one watchman's cabin. Every corner, every area must be covered in 5S. First S, second S, third S, and then continuous activity. Everyone should see the workplace through the eyes of a visitor. For example, this is my workshop. If suddenly a German person comes, if suddenly an American person comes, he should feel that these people are very highly disciplined, very, very clean. Like in a place like Singapore, if you go, every day cleaning. Every day there is cleaning. Not even one small dirt anywhere. It is their lifestyle. Everyone should see the workplace through the eyes of a visitor, always thinking of if it is clean enough to make a good impression. If suddenly a foreigner walks, suddenly your managing director walks in, people should feel that this company is in Singapore or in London or like that. It should be so clean, well organized, properly sorted out, not only once, but every day. So this is the example of Shine, how they have cleaned everything, not only floor, but also curtains, but also machines, but also the walls, everything, pipelines, everything they are cleaning. Shine, the area is cleaned as the work is performed and there is a routine to keep the work area clean. Pipelines, windows, doors, roof, corners and corners are cleaned. Shining like a mirror. Shining like a transparent glass. Every day, day in and day out. Not only when visitors come. Whether visitors come or not. We don't care. Let them come. But whenever they come, they will have very good impression of our company. That is the first S, second S and third S. And in fourth and fifth S, we are going to discuss how to sustain what we have achieved. Continuous basis. How do we sustain? So, fourth S is standardize. Saiketsu. What is standardize? The more or less translates to standardize cleanup. That means, once we clean up, we write down the procedure of how to clean it. And day in and day out, we should follow that process. It consists of defining the standard by which personnel must measure and maintain cleanliness. It is more important and pertinent in hospitals. How do they clean their operation theater? How do they clean their ICU? How do they clean the clothes and bed sheets? Processes are written in the SOP, standard operating procedures, and they follow that standard operating procedures. Standardized. So write down SOPs, write down the standard operating procedures, that how to clean every place, every corner, and how frequently it should be done. Write down and follow. One of my boss was telling me when I was a very young fellow, he said, follow the process which I have given to you. Then you will be successful. When I was arguing with him that, look, there are a lot of defects, there are a lot of problems, he says, because you don't follow the process. He said, I have given you a process written down, just follow it. And in this fourth is what I say, write down the standard operating procedure and follow it blindly. Follow it. Then you will get that success. It consists of defining the standards by which personnel must measure and maintain cleanliness, and Saiketsu encompasses both personal and environmental cleanliness. Personal cleanliness. How is the shirt? How is the pant? How are the boots polished? Are the boots there at all? And are they polished? Is the person clean shaven? How is his appearance? Very important. Because when visitors come, if they find shabby people, they will have bad impression. So personal cleanliness, equipment cleanliness, floor cleanliness, corner to corner cleanliness, as per the standard operating procedure. Saiketsu encompasses personal and environmental cleanliness. Personnel must therefore practice Saiketsu starting with their personal cleanliness. Visual management is an important ingredient. Everything should look very clean, very well organized. Color coding should be there. Which color for which tool? Which color for which product? For direct materials like which are going on the assembly of product, a different color. For tools, different color. For periodical inspection of gauges, different color. There should be color code boards. Then I can give the gauges for periodical inspection as per that color code. Color coding and standardized coloration of surroundings are used for easier visual identification of anomalies in the surroundings. Personnel are trained. Very important is two things which I always talk: training of the people and maintenance of the machine, and cleanliness and discipline. That is the key to the success. Personnel are trained to detect abnormalities using their five senses and to correct such abnormalities immediately, continuously, not only once. 5 years is not for only one day. It is a culture. 5 years is a good habit. Day to day, like we take bath, we don't bother whether somebody checks whether I have taken bath, but I religiously do it. 5 years is like that. Every day, religiously, we have to do it. And then finally is Shitsuke. Sustain, maintain with discipline. The last step of 5S denotes commitment to maintain orderliness and to practice the first 4S as a way of life. This is a lifestyle. It is not only once, it's a lifestyle. The emphasis of Shitsuke is elimination of bad habits, improvement of a culture, removing of bad things, constant practice of good ones with a discipline. What is discipline? Follow the rules. What is discipline? Follow the procedure. What is discipline? Follow the process. Follow the SOPs. Just follow. And that is discipline. And that is last. S is the Shitsuke. Once true Shitsuke is achieved, personnel voluntarily observed cleanliness. It is part of their daily habit. Nobody has to tell them. Nobody has to push them. They will do it every day. When I was in Germany, I saw people were coming in way back in 1981. People were coming in their cars. But as soon as they come to the machine, workers, they were cleaning the machine from top to bottom before starting the work. And at the end of work, again they were cleaning and then going in the car. I was really surprised at their discipline. What I am talking about discipline. Nobody has to tell them to clean the machine. Nobody has to tell them to clean the workplace. Nobody feels bad. Nobody feels that it is a low grade job. Everybody feels that it is part of their salary, part of their habit. And without having to be reminded by management, that is what I was telling. Nobody has to tell them. They have to do voluntarily. First, the bad and ugly. Look at bad and ugly. This is life without fires. Everything in a mess. Everything bad. Everything dirty. Everything mixed up. Everything in a mess. Look at this very, very properly. Then life with 5S is properly sorted out, properly identified, properly cleaned up, and with lot of discipline. This is life with 5S, which is much more happy, much more comfortable, with lot of discipline, lot of morale, lot of happiness, lot of productivity. And so, it is very important. How to implement? First step, training managing staff. I was talking about training. First, train the managing staff because they will be resisting. First training is to be given to managers, foremen and line leaders. In addition to the course, frequent visits on the shop floor will reveal numerous examples. Visit, gemba, I was talking, workplace. Don't sit in your air conditioned cabin. Go to the workplace, go to the gemba. Look at the housekeeping. Numerous examples of lack of order, lack of tidiness, lot of dust, obsolete parts, documents lying around in a mess. Observe that. Then, training managing staff, taking pictures to keep in mind original state. First, take photographs. Train the people how to sort out. Make a nice before album and after album. We can do that now. Second step, effective starting of 5S, managers, foremen and line leaders to teach the 5S spirit to their teams top down. First managers and then top down. Training. Then the plant is to be sliced into sectors and responsibility of 5S spirit among the sections. Top management to issue basic 5S rules, kind of table of laws, stating about stacking heights, stacking zones, because if stacked to a big height, it may fall down. So, what should be the stacking height? How it should be done? What is 1S? What is 2S? What is 3S? Lot of training has to be given top down. Over 5 months, 1S per month. All 5S cannot be done in immediately. 1S, that means first for 1 month. Sections have to turn ideas into reality. 1S per month. That means all the 5S should be achieved over 5 months. Continuous visits to the shop. First action is mainly in cleaning, sorting and marking inventory zones, corridors. Progress and compliance to rules is to be monitored. What are rules? Standard operating procedures. So whether the rules are followed or not, they should be monitored by a chart. I will show you one chart by a monthly meeting, monthly review meeting, whether everything is happening as per the rules. Then 5S patrol. Some managers, foremen or line leaders were entitled both as responsible for 5S in their area and also as patrolmen. To involve everybody, two different workers were chosen each month to join the patrol. because they should also have involvement and idea what is happening. And whether the things are happening 1S per month in that order or not is to be monitored in review meetings. Evaluation sheet to be filled by patrol team. I will show you one evaluation sheet, how it is done. Patrol planning is to be done in such a way that each sector was checked over the months. All the area should be sorted out in the various zones. And every zone should be regularly monitored. At the end of each audit or patrol, evaluation sheets with notes and remarks are to be gathered and to be discussed. Look at this evaluation sheet. A beautiful evaluation sheet where first is sort. What is sort is written here. What are these things? Then this is the first patrol. This is the second patrol. This is the third. This is the fourth. And this is the fifth. That means I fill up this sheet 5 times. 5 different audits or 5 different patrols. That means, what is the progress on SIRI? I know from week to week or patrol to patrol, is there any improvement? In SITAN, is there any improvement? SHINE, is there any improvement? I give the ratings. What is rating? 1 is non-existent. Nothing is there. 3 is average and 5 is excellent. Like that, I give them marks in the scale of 1 to 5. 1 is non-existent, 3 is average, and 5 is excellent. So, I have total 5 observations and total score will be calculated. Is the score improving? It should move from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 and 5. Is it improving? A very beautiful evaluation sheet. This should be filled up. By whom? By these teams. Evaluation sheet to be filled up by patrol team. I have said all that. And then discuss in the review meeting. The 5S committee chairman, quality assurance manager. Please ask QA manager to be the chairman of this. He will go through the evaluation sheet. He will gather the sheet and calculate a global result. Then a chart with results to be finally displayed. 5 years improvement plan is to be issued to some responsible person requesting a concrete answer to some specific point. Why things are not moving? Why things are not being cleaned? Some responsible person should answer that. And this person should respond quickly, proposing a deadline for clearing the troublesome part. For example, he is not able to improve. There is an action proposed for which some money is required. Okay, he should take the sanction from the top management and see that the action is completed before the due date. And if it is not possible to complete before the due date, he should go to the CEO, take his permission and get the extended deadline for that particular action. But that person must be able to complete the action. When 5S are kicked off, this system understood, it is ready to be turned into a regular job. What I have said, a regular job, that is the discipline. Yearly 5S targets are to be assigned to divisions as a part of their quality targets. For example, one workplace is at 3S level only. Then they must commit when and how they will go to the 5S level. And it should be a daily monitoring and daily control. Average result of all monthly 5S audits should meet the target. So, patrols are kept after kick-off period. Patrols are nothing but audits, 5S audits. Advantages, health and safety is ensured. Why health? because there is no pollution. Then there are no poisonous gases and combustible vapors coming out, because every workplace is properly looked into. Then quality improvement, machine maintenance is ensured, productivity improvement, lean manufacturing. What is lean? Very good flow and zero wastages. Result in a place easier to manage, smooth working, no obstruction. When there is 5S, there are no obstructions on the floor. People will not be falling down because of slippery floor. No deviations, no problems. Everyone knows where the things are supposed to be. A very beautiful and transparent workplace, which ensures zero defects, zero wastages, and high quality and high productivity. Litmus test of 5S, 30-second rule. I was telling 30-second rule. What is 30-second rule? If 5S is properly implemented, one must locate the atom within 30 seconds. If every atom is properly located within 30 seconds, I can say that you have really implemented 5S. It also applies to the electronic records. For example, on computer, I am able to retrieve my electronic records within 30 seconds. That is also 5S. Following can be harnessed from the 5S at the end of the day. Neat and clean workplace, smooth working, no obstruction, safety increases. That means no accident, zero accidents. Then productivity improves, quality improves, wastage decrease, machine maintenance. That means machine breakdowns are zero. Very good machine maintenance comes, and visual control system. Employees are motivated and workstations become spacious. What more we want? In world-class manufacturing, all this is coming in just in time, as I have told in earlier chapter. And 5S, as I have told in this chapter, everything becomes so beautiful. So, and when you work in such a workplace, it's extreme joy. Lot of motivation is there to the workers for working in such a very good workplace. Thank you.